14, verses 12 through 26, we read about the Feast of Passover that occurred a little over 2,000 years ago, or right around 2,000 years ago, maybe just a little less, but around 33 AD. And we read this account in Mark. Now, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover lamb was sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of the disciples and told them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Wherever he enters, tell the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready to make preparations." "Furnished and ready to make preparations for us there." So the disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Then, when it was evening, he came to the house with the 12. While they were at the table eating, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, one of you eating with me will betray me." They were distressed, and one by one said to him, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who dips his hand with me into the bowl. For the Son of Man will go as it is written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him if he had never been born." While they were eating, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." And after taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant that is poured out for many. I tell you the truth, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. On that evening, more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus and his followers huddled in a house in Jerusalem and shared a meal we now call communion. We don't have any details about what the house looked like or who owned it. But in that house that night, a small group of fishermen and outcasts huddled together for a meal while hiding out from the authorities. Today, untold numbers of tourists from around the world visit Jerusalem to visit places where the scholars think that the house might possibly have been. Think about that for a moment. When Jesus' followers took the Passover meal, they surely never imagined people from all around the world would someday travel to Jerusalem just to be in the area of that supper. For Christ followers today, it can be tempting to read the gospel accounts of that night and assume that all the participants realized its eternal significance. But back then, Jesus' followers had no idea about the importance of the gathering. All they knew was they were tired, anxious, scared, but their friend Jesus was asking them to trust him anyway. As we approach communion today, perhaps we can learn something from the faith of his followers that night. While most of us here know about God's incredible redemption available to us through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, some of us might admit that, even now, we're struggling with fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. But Jesus, our friend, is asking us to trust him. And unlike his first disciples that night, who may never have imagined what would be possible through Christ, we are privileged to know the whole story. We know that Jesus is ever faithful, and we have every reason to trust him. We can rest assured in Christ's promise that's found in Mark 16:16, that the one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you this morning, Father, as we remember your Son, the way that he laid out for us. The disciples may not have understood the gravity of what they were doing that night for the future generations to come, But help us to remember that. Help us not to forget how important his death was for us. That without the death of your son, without his blood that was shed, we have no hope of heaven. We have no hope of the kingdom. We thank you, Father, so very much for the kingdom that he brought to this earth, that we can be part of it now, along with heaven that we can be part of someday with you, all brought to us through the blood of your son. Be with us now as we remember that time, as we remember his sacrifice for us, and we remember his triumphant victory over death, that we can have that also through his blood. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.